Skeeter, and welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas with Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. Hey, it's another Cheese Please Christmas show, Daffodil. Aren't you excited?
I'm usually excited by the second one more than the first one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's more Christmas cheese. Wow, cheese. That's all I get to say, and Christmas, too. There's a combination you can
take to the bank and
bank
it.
and bake Christmas cookies with it. We love Christmas cookies. You'll have some Christmas cookies later on, right?
They're in the toaster oven now.
Oh, good,
warm
good, good.
Warm Christmas cookies.
We've got a mess of stuff, including Christmas Disco, Bob Rivers, The Arrogant Worms, Space Age, and hey, we're going in orbit for Christmas this week. That's cool.
Okay.
But we're starting off with Mrs. Santa Claus and Joy Electric shortly, but we're starting off with Electro Christmas. Right here on?
Isn't that the Blatnik Brothers?
Yes.
Right here on Cheese Please Christmas.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil deck the van with cheesy cheer this holiday season. I'm Uncle Skeeter reminding you that you're listening to a Cheese Please Christmas. Ho, ho, ho!
Turn to fall.
please, with Joy Electric and Mrs. Santa Claus. That's kind of catchy.
It is very catchy.
And before that, we had the Blackney Brothers chipmunking Bing Crosby, I think. Don't you think?
Doing something odd there anyway.
An electro Christmas. Bing Crosby doing White Christmas. He speeded him up to make him sound like a chipmunk. Can I do that, Daffodil?
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
I thought I'd try here, but...
Hi!
No, that didn't work.
Okay. That doesn't work.
Oh, okay, fine. I thought I'd try.
We are not meant to be chipmunks.
Daffodil, I found this toy from a couple Christmases ago. It's kind of cool. Here, listen to it. It's pigs that sing and let it snow. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Well, that's one word for it. I don't know that cool would be the word I would choose.
You remember you gave this to me as a joke gift a couple years ago.
Yes, I buy you many gag gifts.
Can you buy me some real gifts this year?
Socks. You need new socks.
No, not socks. I want electronics. I want big screen TVs. And
where are you going to put a big screen TV in this van?
You can put a 60-inch.
The van isn't 60 inches.
Well, I thought it was sort of like Doctor Who's police box. You know, it sort of expands. It looks very small outside, but inside it's like massive. I thought it was like that.
Well, it is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, but it's still not big enough for a 60-inch TV.
Oh, okay. I'll settle for like 42 inches. Maybe that would work.
I get you something 12 inches.
Oh, no. I want something bigger than that.
All right, fine.
Oh, we'll think about it. Anyway, more Christmas music, right, Daffodil?
Well, that's what we're here for. That's the wacky, true. The warped, and the weird.
Every
the Christmas
week,
side of things.
The cheese please. This is a cheese please show, right? That's what I'm on?
Yes.
Just checking. Sometimes my mind just kind of wanders. It's just one of those things. We got Bob Rivers coming up shortly, and I'll be stoned for Christmas. Okay. And before that, and to start it off, we have Arrogant Worms and Christmas Turkey Blues right here on
Cheese Please Christmas.
Hey, kid, why the long face? It's 'cause Santa Claus is flying right on over your place. You've been a bad kid all year, so quit your sniveling, sucker, now and mop up them tears. You don't deserve a damn thing. You're not even cute and your attitude stinks. It must suck to be you. Nobody likes you, so what can you do? You think you got problems, kid, you think you got strife. But come each December, do you fear for your life? Oh, well, I'm your turkey, baby, so your troubles are small. Now I'm stuffed on your table, I'm a tasty butterball. 'Cause I've got the Christmas turkey blues. If you got your neck ripped out, then you'd have them too. Now, 'cause I've got the Christmas turkey blues. You chase me and waste me and base me and taste me and drown me and grab it too. Let's take a walk! Your Christmas bonus check off. Maybe your woman left you and ripped your heart right out of your chest and spat on it too. Is that why you're reeking of gin? You look disheveled and there's drool on your chin. You thought that this love would last, but she said, Merry Christmas, baby, and she booted your ass. Well, that's you, mister. Too bad about your ordeal. How about getting plucked in the wintertime, baby, and see how you feel? I don't get to yank no bones or make me a wish. It won't be long till I'm just some scraps on your dish. Oh, 'cause I've got the Christmas turkey blues. If If your butt was stuffed and roasted, then you would have them too. I've got the Christmas turkey blues. You chase me and waste me and baste me and taste me and drown me in gravy too. Oh, cause I've got the Christmas turkey blues. Oh, you know what it's like having a Christmas turkey blues? I tell you, hey, what do you do without that? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, baby, no! Well, now that I'm here on your plate, what do you want? You want some white meat or some dark meat? Leg, breast, or thigh? Hey, you ought to see my giblet, you know.
Chestnuts roasting over an open tailpipe, or engine, or heck, we can actually start a fire on the side of the road. Recorded live from the van, this is a Cheese Please Christmas.
This is too. Is that Naga hide? Doesn't matter.
Cheese Please with Bob Rivers and his twisted singing people, and I'll be stoned for Christmas.
I hope he's gonna lie down on that Naga hide and have a nap.
Ah, well, I hope so. I mean, that getting stoned, man, is like, wow, that makes you want to get a nap, right? All right. Cheech and Chong knows about that, right? Huh?
Yes, I think he was talking more about drinking than smoking.
Well, I think stone, I think that leafy green stuff.
I know, I think he's actually, well, anyway.
And before that, we had the Arrogant Words and Christmas Turkey Blues. And we've had Christmas Turkey Blues occasionally around here in the van when the truck stop is closed and we're looking for Christmas dinner on Christmas Day.
I don't think you will ever have the blues the same way the turkey does.
Yeah, good point.
Because that's the whole point of that song, you know, is the turkey has the blues because he's going to get eaten.
Well, I've had Christmas blues too, Daffodil.
Yes, the year that we had peanut butter sandwiches because the truck stop was closed.
The year before that, we had to find a pizza place that was actually open. That was interesting.
Kind of like Chinese food for Christmas.
Yeah, Well, didn't we have that one year?
We did.
Oh.
Yeah, that
it's a very assorted menu here in the van some years.
You never know what's going to happen. Sometimes we're just down to peanut butter and banana sandwiches or cheese and jam sandwiches or that macaroni and cheese in a box.
The blue box.
That's always fun. Anyway, on to more positive things like cheesy music.
Yes.
We've got the Mistletoe Disco Band coming up with Sleigh Ride. But we're starting off with, here. I don't think we've ever had him on the show before. Wayne Newton.
Well, everybody once in a while creates a piece of cheese that we can share with the world.
And we're about to with Jingle Bell Hustle on
Christmas Time with Cheese Please.
Doesn't matter if you've been naughty or nice around here, just be cheesy. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Thank you.
90s, and that makes me think of getting dressed in my white disco suit with a Santa hat on top of my head. And sleigh ride with the Mistletoe Disco Band. Before that, we had Wayne Newton getting a little jingle bell hustle.
Yeah, you kind of want to do the hustle when you're listening to this stuff.
Yeah, and point up and down like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. I know. I get that.
With a candy cane in your hands. The candy cane is doing the pointing.
There you go. And maybe a little elf come along in a female of attire and, you know, in an elf suit.
A female elf?
Yeah.
That, what did you just say? Instead of an elf comes along in female attire. So you have a male elf with a big beard wearing a dress?
Perhaps.
Is that where you were going with that thought?
Did you see the picture on that album that I showed you earlier? Well, it was the 70s, a little risque, that's all I get to say, but that's what I had in my mind.
Okay, fine.
The album, Daffodil. I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, you know.
Doing a very good job of it.
I dug my hole again.
Yes, let me dig you out of the hole.
Please.
I got the top three in our What We're Gonna Do to Earn Money This Year at Christmas list.
Oh, good.
On the list, we have clean out the reindeer stalls.
Where's reindeer around where our van is?
It's in a secret North Pole type location.
Right? You found this on the internet, right?
Of course.
And they need to
have the stalls mucked out and all the reindeer poop cleaned up and all fresh straw put down. So after they go for their flight, they have a nice clean stable to come back to.
You found this on the internet. Okay.
Yes.
What else?
Candy cane twisting in the candy cane factory.
Okay. That seems simple, clean, organized. What else?
Keep in mind, candy canes are made out of molten sugar.
That's fine. A little sticky.
Hot and dangerous.
A little sticky versus reindeer poop. That's fine. What else?
We could go back to the mall and be elves again.
Yeah, okay. Well,
we could wrap gifts again. Or we could run the cookie decorating station by Santa's chair.
Well, what it comes down to... Okay, fine. What it comes down to is you'll find out next week what we end up doing, because we'll be broadcasting live.
Because we'll actually be doing it.
Broadcasting live from wherever we are, recorded live.
All right, quick.
Until next week, folks, we have Santa to the Moon, Sonny Cole on the way, but starting off, Space Age Santa Claus, Al Bradley Orchestra. Until next week.
Have fun, stay cheesy, Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa, space-age Santa Claus. Trees all over Mars. He'll take the dark clouds out of the air and hang up fluffs of angel hair. He'll start a gift shop on the moon, set the moon for coming Christmas tunes. He'll stir up eggnog in the Milky Way to fill the dippers for the holiday. And swing a jaunty candy cane. The Gemini twins will whirl with joy when he makes the swan a wind-up toy. He'll show them how to add to all the fun and make it orbit round and round the sun. Oh, Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa. space age Santa Claus.
Bringing joy to the world this holiday season, one slice at a time. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Rocket ship destination for the moon. If you will be so very quiet, you can hear him leaving soon. With a blast in his zoom, he's off to the moon. Santa's on his way. Rudolph with his big red nose, looking sad, we heard him say,
"Yes, what's my big red blinking nose if he should lose your way?"
With a blast and a zoom, he's off to the moon. Santa, don't be late. Through the atmosphere, the moon grew near. Santa found his way. Spreading Christmas joy to the moon girl and boys on the moon this Christmas Eve. He was lost, it seems, in the bright moon beams as he turned to the left and the right. It was time to go, he saw Rudolph's nose, a blinking red and bright.
With a blast in his moon, he's off from the moon. Santa's coming inside.
With a sack full of toys for the girls and the boys, we'll have Christmas here tonight.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.